The light has shone in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. We see today is on the traditional calendar, the traditional last day of Christmas, where we recall Christmas, where our Lord was born. And then on this day, that our Lord, the light of the world, has entered into his temple. And so he becomes the true light, which lights up his temple. And this is on this day that we normally bless candles for the coming year to represent the light of Christ. We see in that term, light of Christ, what does that mean? That means faith in our Lord, who overcome all the darkness, who overcame even sin and death. It's in him that we place our faith and our hope to go out and to dispel the darkness of the world. And we do that through the great gifts that our Lord has given. On Tuesday evening, our confirmandi here will be confirmed with the Holy Spirit. You may recall that the Holy Spirit is no cowardly spirit. At the descent of the Holy Spirit, the apostles were no longer afraid, but they went out into the land and proclaimed Christ to all the world, to proclaim the light of Christ, to shine a light in the darkness. And they did that with great courage through the power of the Holy Spirit. So what do we mean by courage? Here's an example of courage. When you think of courage, what comes to your mind? Father Matt, no. What comes to mind? You think of probably a soldier, right? A soldier has courage to go out into the battlefield and to give his life for his country. Here's a story of a soldier. September 4th, 1967, there was a great battle in northern Vietnam, and the Marines were surrounded 5-1 by the Viet Cong. And there was this tremendous, intense battle. But on the battlefield, there was a soldier that was going around, that was lifting people up and taking them to safety, that was going around and saving his fellow comrades. This soldier's name was Father Capodanno, who is known as the Grunt Padre. Here he is in the midst of this terrible darkness, and he's sitting there going around with courage, saving his comrades. There was one soldier who fell, and he had like 70 pounds of gear on the battlefield. And all of a sudden, Father comes to race to him, and he lifts him up with all his strength, and he throws him into a little hole so where he'll be safe. And the soldier thought that Father was going to jump into the hole with him. But Father had other plans to go and save even more. The Viet Cong threw some gas, and that soldier that he saved was going to give his gas mask to Father. And Father said, "No, you need it more than I do." And then he ran off to save even more lives. There was another soldier, a medic, who fell, and Father Capodanno ran to him. And, this soldier was terrified. And then right when Father came to him, he was standing over him. And all of a sudden it said that there was like this great bubble of peace that came over them. And then that soldier hear the words, "Do not be afraid. God is with us this day." And so Father Capodanno saved him. And then later on, he was trying to save another soldier. And he ran right up to a machine gun, and then the Viet Cong shot him like 27 times. And he ended up giving his life. See, Father, is we see this great example of courage in the life of Father Capodanno, a soldier. You know, what drives a man to go into battle? It's the light of Christ. And that light of Christ is hope. That's what he wanted to bring, that not even death can dispel that darkness. Not even death can overcome it. We think of the Holy Spirit coming down upon us, and he's there to strengthen us, you know, in our faith, for us to go out and to do the same thing in our everyday life. Maybe we're not going to be on a battlefield, but we are in a battlefield when we go out into the world, right? Because the world is attacking the faith. So we can go out and have courage. Maybe someone's going to try and get you to do something immoral. You can stand up and say, no, you know, this is wrong, and walk away. Or maybe you're going to encounter some sort of sickness or some sort of suffering. You can find strength in the power of the Holy Spirit just to endure that. You know, we think of Our Lady presenting the Lord, and good Saint Joseph presenting the Lord to the priest Simeon in the gospel. And here he is. Just think, the Lord is born, the Lord who is God, the Lord who is all good, who's all love, who's all peace. And Simeon professes these mysterious words to the Blessed Virgin. He says, he will be a sign that is to be contradicted, that he is going to be the destined for the rise and fall of many. So if you follow him, the world is going to hate you. But take hope, because he has come to conquer the world, conquer sin and darkness and death. And we see that in the life of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Because what did she do? Every step of the way, she was right there with our Lord, sending him on his journey at the wedding of Cana. Do whatever he tells you. Those are the last recorded words of Our Lady. At the foot of the cross, there she is. Her son's in agony. And so there she is standing. Standing in faith. And that's through the power of the Holy Spirit that she can do that. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can do that too in our lives. To be a light in the darkness. To bring hope to the world. To bring Christ to the whole world. Christ, who is indeed our hope, who is our joy, who is our hope, who is our peace. We have nothing to fear. Christ has conquered the world. He sends the Holy Spirit to give us courage. He gives us himself in the Blessed Sacrament. Himself to strengthen us, to be one with us, so that we can walk together into the world and dispel the darkness. He gives us the sacrament of reconciliation. When we fall, to pick us back up, go try again. Go be a light for all people to see. This is our faith. And that's the joy of this day, that the Lord has come into his temple. And he's come to set it on fire. The fire of love for him. So this is the great gift that you will receive. This is the gift of all those who have received the gift of faith. To be a light in the darkness. To be a hope for the world. To point the way to Christ. through the power of the Holy Spirit, to do it with courage and trust in Him.